A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 12. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Here is the story of a man who almost missed out on a marvelous miracle, one that would change not just his physical condition, because he had leprosy, but even his heart. And he was to get to know the God of Israel, but here is the point where he almost missed out. Remember, he had come on the advice of this little faithful Israelite girl in his household, who was really made a slave because Naaman, the commander of the armies of Syria, had conquered all the nations around them, including Israel. But he arrives then finally, through a lot of rigmarole and difficulty, at the house of Elisha. But Elisha doesn't come out. He sends out a servant to say, go and wash seven times, dip yourself seven times in the River Jordan, and you will be made clean from your leprosy. But he is explosive in his rage. He has made a presumption of how a prophet of God should work. Surely Elisha should have come out to me firstly, then he should have waved his hand, like a magician does, in other words, and I would have been cured. Why must I go to a dirty little Israeli river, Jordan, a despicable river compared to the great rivers in Damascus? You see, he believed himself more than he believed God, and so it is with you and me. Sometimes we are so sure of how God must work, we tell him how he must work. Sometimes in our prayers we make demands, and if God doesn't fit into the mold that we have created, we give up on God. Fortunately, God hadn't yet given up on Naaman, as you'll see later on. But he almost missed out, because it says at the end of verse 12, so he turned and went away in a rage. Why couldn't God work in the way that I expected him to, in other words? And it made him angry. You see, the leprosy of Naaman wasn't just on his skin, it was in his heart. There was an antagonism, a rebellion towards God himself that he needed to be cured of. And God loved to do it. Elisha wanted to do it. The little servant girl wanted it to happen. But the main obstacle for Naaman's healing was Naaman, his own attitude. When uya lahlekelwa izibusiso zenkosi ngoba uya gukholwa wena uqobo lwakho. Wena omisela uNkulunkulu ukuthi umelwe ukusebenza kanjani.